Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the program. Lori Rubenson here with you. Well, the Yankees, big picture, 13.5 game lead in the division, 58-22 record. Just a loss on Sunday to a decent Cleveland Guardians team. So nothing to be uber alarmed at on the one hand. On the other hand, given where the Yankees hope to go, got to examine everything, look into everything, and think about all the possibilities and ramifications. To talk about the Yankees and the Yankee universe, we bring in Christy Ackert from the New York Daily News. Hey, Christy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Lori?
I'm good. So, sixth shutout loss of the season for the Yankees, but no Aaron Judge, no DJ LeMahieu, at least in the starting lineup, and so, was this more on Sunday a case of the Yankees without their best bats in the lineup, or is this, kind of simply a tip of the cap to the Guardian starter, young Tristan McKenzie? The Yankees, he went seven innings, only gave up the one hit. How do you look at a game like Sunday?
I think first and foremost, you do have to look at Tristan McKenzie. He was really good. I mean, I didn't think he was really great at the beginning, but he really settled in and he was really good. So I think there's that. I think, Aaron Judge wasn't in the lineup. That certainly changed the landscape of the lineup. DJ LeMahieu's not in there. That changes it quite a bit. I think the other thing that you have to think about, though, is they've faced some good pitchers over the last week or so. And they've struggled a little bit against good, really good pitching. And that's kind of what playoff, baseball's about. And that's where they want to be. They've made no secrets about it. So I do think you're never going to see Aaron Judge out of the lineup in the playoffs, but it's something to think about. I'm not going to put up a red flag yet, but it's something that I'll keep in the back of my mind and look at, maybe pull out some stats, see what's going on, talk to some scouts. But for now, it was a Sunday in the beginning of July.
Yeah, so a lot of things to unpack. The first is, are you surprised when you look at the Yankee lineup that both Judge and LeMahieu are not in there? When you see that lineup, I understand it's 162 games. That's just the regular season. You have to rest guys. I understand that. But are you surprised, at least not having somebody DH or whatever it is, that both of those, you can make the case, Judge obviously the best Yankee hitter by far, but you can make the case these are their, with LeMahieu, their two best hitters or two of their top three hitters. Are you surprised they're both sitting on the same day?
Yes and no. When you put it that way, yeah, it sounds like, why would you do that? The reason he would do it that way is because they're the two players that he probably rests the least, and there's an ability to give them 2 days, and that's very rare in baseball. So I understand what he was thinking. He could get Judge two straight days, basically, if he could get through that game without, putting him in there. So, and the same with LeMahieu, because he can't really rest them that much you know, during the season. So I understand why he did it. Would I try and split it up? I think he does when he, you know, when he gives them rest in the middle of a stretch, he does kind of split those two up a little bit. But coming on before an off day, I understand why he did it.
When we look at this lineup and the one hit, you know, yeah, you tip your cap to the opposing pitchers. You say, all right, two of their maybe their top two hitters not in the lineup. But day after day, running Joey Gallo still out there, another 0 for 3, two strikeouts. The batting average, I understand. I like analytics as much, if not more, than the next person. But batting average at 165 is alarming, as you know, we are at July 4th. Have we reached the point in the season where the Yankees have to just cut bait and say that this player is just not viable in the New York market? We've seen it before, and he just, it's not going to happen.
I don't think you're ever going to hear them say that, ever. You know, I watch him, and he looks so uncomfortable. He looks, you know, he doesn't look like he's having any fun. Mm-hmm. He isn't. You can tell. I mean, yeah. I mean, at what point do you kind of let him relax a little bit? I think you're getting there. I think very much they would like to move him. Excuse me. I'm not sure if they will be able to.
Yeah, with that contract, how is it possible at this point? I mean, do you think it's at all possible to move him, even if they didn't expect anything back in a return? This was just sort of about getting money off the books. Is it possible to move him?
I think you'd have to package him. Excuse me. I think you'd have to package him. I think you'd have to eat some of the salary.
Mm-hmm.
I do think there are teams out there that still look at his, you know, he's an analytics, you know, dream player in some ways, right? I mean, he hits home runs. He gets walks. I think there are going to be people out there that say, look, he couldn't do it in New York, but he can do it here. I mean, there are teams that would possibly, if they can get a discount on him, take a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think you're going to have to package him something to kind of sweeten the deal. So, you know, it's going to be tough. And, you know, it took them how many years to admit, you know, that Gary Sanchez wasn't going to be their catcher? It took them how many years to admit Clint Frazier wasn't, you know, the future outfielder of this team? So I find it hard to believe that they're going to just turn around and do that, but I do think that they are trying to make changes there.
Yeah, you made the big picture comment a few moments ago. I think it's a good one, is that you watch them against, as you said, better pitching, but even let's just dial in and say against the Houston Astros in particular. And so how much stock do you put in the Yankees matchup against the Astros recently? There was the 4-game split and then the 1-game. How much do you take away, or what, if anything, do you take away from that series in terms of what the Yankees need to do to prepare for the playoffs?
I mean, that's a good question. I mean, obviously the situations will be different in the playoffs. You'll only use 3 starters. You will have, you know, a more stocked bullpen. Your lineup, I think your lineup's going to be at its premium. I don't think you'll see Joey Gallo in it. you know, I think, I you know what, I don't even know how to answer what they need to do if, you know, say they're facing the Astros in the playoffs. But I think to get to that point, I think you're going to see they're going to have to figure out their pitching, because as great as it's been, they've got some landmines in there with Nestor Cortez and Luis Severino with innings limits. With Michael King, he's never pitched. He's already, you know, exceeded his appearances from last year. I think he said he was thinking about 100 innings this year, and, you know, he's kind of getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
Clay Holmes hasn't pitched this much in his career. So I think if they're looking at what they need to do down the stretch, I think they're trying to line up their pitching and see if they need to bring someone in externally, Their lineup, you know, I like their lineup generally. I mean, even when you're looking at 2-1 games, I think they've got a chance. When you put their best lineup out there, you know, I think that gives them a chance. And I think they kind of proved that. I mean, they are 2-3 against the Astros right now, but, you know, let's see what it is at the end of, after the two, you know, the doubleheader in Houston right after the All-Star break. And then I'll think about that.
Okay. I think that they, I'm going to be surprised if Joey Gallo is still on this team come postseason time. As you said, he's not going to be in the starting lineup. But
yeah.
As they try and figure out the bottom of that Yankee lineup where, I mean, they obviously they've got, the top to mid part of the lineup is so stacked and lethal, but the bottom of it on some days looks like they're, you know, giving away in a few at bats there. As we look ahead and, you know, and you think about, hey, the Yankees might need another bat, do you see them at some point between now and the trade deadline ever giving a Miguel Andujar a real shot, not just calling him up to be the 12th man or, I mean, the doubleheader man, 27th guy for a doubleheader. Do you see them giving Andujar a real look, let's say, instead of Gallo, to figure out what they might have before they face the trade deadline?
Yeah, I answer this way. I would like to see that because I think the kid has earned a shot, right? I mean, he's played well. He's learned a new position. We've always been told our whole lives you don't lose your starting job by injury. Well, he did. And he can hit. I mean, he got 2 hits yesterday. And, you know, he probably delivered more offensive production than Joey Gallo has in a week.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see that. But again, I go back to the fact that they're not going to admit a mistake with Joey Gallo. I agree. I don't think Gallo will be on the roster in the playoffs, whether they trade him or they just don't put him on the playoff roster. He's not going to play. You know, I think they would have to have an injury before they give Andujar a real shot. They have to have a reason to do it because, I mean, there was every chance for them to do that today.
Yep.
When Marinaccio went on the IL, they could have just kept Andujar and they made a point to send him out.
Yeah, and look, you mentioned Clint Frazier before, and maybe Clint Frazier would have always busted out, you know, been a bust, and that's where his career is going. But sometimes you also wonder if at a turning point in a younger player's career, sticking with somebody, giving them regular at-bats, building someone's confidence, and providing that opportunity at the right time can be the difference between a career going one way or the other, and you know, we'll see with Miguel Andujar, but with that bat, I'd love at some point to see him get an opportunity. So flipping to the pitching, and McKenzie was obviously the story, was outstanding, but Jordan Montgomery just, you know, I mean, goes along, does his thing on the wrong end of run support pretty often, but here we are again, July 4th, you know, 5 innings, 1 run, 8 strikeouts, a 3.19 ERA. What did you like from Jordan Montgomery today?
You know, he wasn't efficient at first, but I liked that he figured out how to get through those innings. You know, I like that he kind of worked his way through that and figured it out. You know, he doesn't get a lot of headlines. I mean, Jordan's kind of like not the most, he's never going to give you a great quote. He's not looking to, but he just does his job and he does it really well. And you look up at the end of his starts and you're like, wow, okay. You know, he got through it. Sometimes I'm always amazed at how far he gets into games because it almost sometimes looks at the beginning of games like, oh, this isn't going to go well. I think he had a 30-pitch third inning today. And then he just kept going, you know? I mean, he gets stronger. I think I like the fact that I think he gets stronger as his starts go on. I just he's reliable.
Mm-hmm.
He's really reliable. You know, they have a starting staff that's fairly reliable, and he's been a big contributor.
Talk to Christy Yacker from the New York Daily News. So, you know, Yankees win another series, and overall, obviously, a positive weekend for the Yankees. One question mark, but you tell me, how much should we react or take away from Aroldis Chapman coming back on Saturday and, you know, the walks and just look like he couldn't find the strike zone?
Yeah, that was not good. You know, I mean, with Clay Holmes, they had extra time with Chapman, and they used that extra time with him on the DL to try and get him right. You know, they talk a lot about his delivery being online or compact so that he's not kind of flying open. And he worked on that very hard. And I think to come out on that first outing and to have, I mean, you could just see how frustrated he was when Boone started coming out of the dugout. He just walked off the mound. I mean, I've never seen that before, but it's concerning. I mean, you know, Boone was talking about his confidence. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, you could see he had none. He had absolutely none out there by the end of that outing. I think, you know, they're going to have to see if they can put him in some. I mean, he came in, it was 10-2.
Right.
Which, you know, may have been a little unsettling for him. I don't think he comes into many 10-2 games. But, you know, they're going to have to try and work him through this that way. But no, that was not a good sign.
When you talk to scouts, other people from around the league, is there a certain level of concern about Aroldis Chapman? Is there, you know, is this about mechanics? Is this about confidence? You know, what's the conventional wisdom?
I think that's kind of a vicious circle, too. And you know, I mean, baseball's not kind. They're also whispering about his age.
Yeah,
his velocity has dropped
mm-hmm.
Noticeably. So, you know, it's one thing when a guy is firing 100 miles an hour. It's another thing at 98 because, you know, hitters these days see 98. You know, they can time it up. They talk about the command. You know, they wonder why it's kind of gone off the rails here. He was doing very well at the beginning of last year. I mean, there's concern about it. I think the interesting thing about that is he was on the IL for over a month.
Yep.
And there wasn't a lot of talk about him because Clay Holmes had kind of overshadowed him and taken his job.
Yeah. Before I let you go, on a play that'll probably get overlooked just because, you know, look, the Yankees ended up losing this game 2-0. Story will be about the offense, but I just was really impressed with Trevino and the, you know, the swipe tag that he makes to save a run. And just, you know, how, you know, here's a player who maybe a lot of other, you know, people were, you know, had seen a lot of. I hadn't seen as much of him in his career until he came to the Yankees. But how, you know, and I guess you're used to seeing Gary Sanchez, no offense back there, but what's been your impression and overall, you know, your takeaways on Jose Trevino and his defensive abilities?
Yeah, he's kind of an old school catcher in a way, right? I mean, he's really, the analytics people love him because he frames a pitch really well, but he's kind of an old school catcher in that he sees himself as the defensive captain, right? He's the one looking out on the field. He sees a lot of things. He takes a lot of responsibility for that. That play was a great play. It was a great play also because DJ LeMahieu kind of slowed it down. Even though it was like going at full speed, he kind of slowed it down, made the decision, made the throw, and then they made the tag. It was a great play.
Yep.
Trevino's been, you know, I think he was what they expected defensively. I mean, he's really, really good with the pitchers. The pitchers really, really like throwing to him. I think you know, I talked to Dylan Lawson a month ago, and I'm like, are you, is it kind of a bonus that he can hit now? And he's like, that's a huge bonus. I think they're a little surprised in what they got. I mean, remember, they made this trade for him the last week of spring training because Ben Rortvedt, the catcher that they got in the trade with Kiner Falefa and Donaldson, got hurt.
Yep.
So this is a guy that they're just like, okay, we need somebody to fill in. He's been tremendous. He's thrown out some runners that has been great. I mean, you know, with the new pitch con, he can kind of get a pickoff going. He's been really good.
Yeah, terrific play, LeMahieu was also great on that, but I just thought the combination of the, I think sometimes we think of somebody who's got, maybe they're great at making a tag, but part of it's also the footwork there and the coordination to have that all together and work. He's really impressive defensively. Christy Ackert from the New York Daily News does a great job covering the Yankees. Christy, safe travels to Pittsburgh.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Looking forward to it. I missed that stop when I was with the Mets, covering the Mets.
It's a nice ballpark.
My favorite.
Is it really?
Yes, I love that ballpark the most.
All right. Well, I'll picture you on the Roberto Clemente walk and over the next few days. Thanks for the time, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Quick break. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.